Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
It is a very good evening to you on the evening, of course, well, of the weekend. I hope you had a nice one. Simon Harris, of course, revealing that, yes, the election will happen before Christmas. That's kind of different to everything else he's been saying for the last year. The last year he's been telling us it's going to be March. And now he's eventually admitting what everybody knew already, which is it'll happen before Christmas. Elon Musk said it today, by the way. Those who constantly go on about others proclaiming disinformation are usually the ones giving out the most amount of disinformation. And I have to say that has to be true. The Irish electorate are being treated like they're stupid at this station, to be honest with you. But then again, look what else happened over the weekend. Of course, Helen McEntee was appointed deputy leader of Fine Gael. Yeah, you know what I mean? Was that really the right thing to do? What people perceive to be a minister, not just because she's a woman, just because she seems, in many people, and I've seen some of the comments online today, people having absolutely zero faith in her as a minister for justice or a minister at all. But then again, at this point, the government really don't care anymore, do they? Or is that just me speaking out of turn? They don't care because I think they've got it in the bag, haven't they? Because the electorate have Stockholm syndrome and they're just going to vote for them anyway. And Sinn Féin, well, they seem to be imploding at the moment. I don't know what's going on there. Of course, Sinn Féin have now made an official complaint to RTE because of Patrick Keelty's comment the other night where he referred to Sinn Féin as traitors. Now, of course, RTE are claiming it was satire and comedy. It didn't go down too well, mind you, that line in the Late Late Show. Went down a bit like a lead balloon, to be honest with you. There was a few boos in the audience. Now, I don't know whether they were booing Sinn Féin or booing Patrick Keelty. I'm a little bit unsure, to be honest with you. But we do seem to have a political storm and a political mess at the moment. On another note, I seen a dreadful story in the paper this evening, by the way. And in Kentucky, in a hospital, there was a guy, so he had overdosed and he was in a coma. And eventually, you know, after some time, doctors turned around and said, listen, we've measured his brain activity and it's zero. And we've also, you know, we've checked his organs have all failed, stopped, blah, 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 blah. He's dead. And the family went, you know, boo-hoo, boo-hoo, he's dead. So one of the family said, listen, he wants to donate his organs. And they said, great, we'll do that straight away, obviously, because we have to harvest the organs immediately. So they did the usual thing in the corridors of a hospital where somebody wants to donate organs. They do this thing of, it's called an honor walk, where they push the bed down the corridor and the nurses all stand to the side, you know, to attention, to honor the person who's giving their organs up. So they wheel him into the theater, get him all ready. Well, he's dead, obviously. Get him all ready. Doctor sticks the scalpel into him and he wakes up crying and shouting. This is the truth. So he was alive all along. They just got it wrong. He's now at home with his family. They say he's traumatized. They say also his memory has been forgetful. Now that could be because he was in a coma for a short amount of time. But so a huge amount of the staff have been chucked out. A lot of them have actually walked out because they're traumatized by the whole situation. Imagine that in the middle of a, you know, a theatre with loads of people all around ready to harvest organs and all of a sudden the guy wakes up. My God. Anyway, just thought I'd throw it in there, you know. Paul Tweed will be with us later on. Paul Tweed is one of the most feared defamation lawyers in the world from Northern Ireland, by the way. He'll be on to talk to us a bit later on. Talking about defamation and how it's changed with the advent of AI and social media and everything else and who can we actually sue nowadays. Also, we did do an online poll in relation to what we're talking about in Irish independence. And you would be surprised, by the way, by the amount of people who don't even know when Independence Day is. Actually, to be honest with you, we don't even know at this stage when it is. We know it's either the 21st of January or the 6th of December. 40% of people in our poll thought it was the 21st of January. 29% said it was the 6th of December. Mind you, 10% thought it was the 4th of July. So that just goes to show you how, you know, patriotic we are. We're going to be asked a bit later on, should we have a celebration for the 4th of July? Also, we're going to be talking about psychics and mediums. And are they legitimate or do they just prey on vulnerable people? Are they all fraudsters? Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. But first, we received quite a few messages from parents in the last few days saying their kids' schools are banning Halloween masks and asking that kids don't show up to their schools, you know, fancy dressed day in, you know, scary costumes like ghosts or monsters or anything that might be scary because it might trigger or scare other kids. Now, a lot of these parents are annoyed that their kids now can't even wear a Halloween costume and have, you know, to get another costume to wear into school, one that's kind of less scary. One parent said that their child doesn't want to dress up at all now And I want to ask, I suppose, in a broader sense, you know, as adults even, we go out and we've all seen the funny costumes in recent years. Jimmy Savile, Hitler. These are all kind of popular. They were the ones, the gas ones years ago in Tamango when I used to work at the nightclub. Yes, some people might find them offensive, but are they inappropriate? Can a Halloween costume be inappropriate? Or is it all just a bit of fun? I mean, do you find Halloween costumes inappropriate at all? I remember one year, one of the big costumes was Larry Murphy. And now, Larry Murphy was one of the most renowned rapists, kidnappers, abductors in Irish history. And yet people dressed up as him. Now, how they dressed up as him was he had a particularly famous type of T-shirt and a pair of jeans. And they'd have the Larry Murphy kind of blondie type of wig on him. And that was a kind of popular thing. Hitler, as you know, is popular. A man responsible for the death of 6 million Jews is also a popular Halloween costume. You know, a Nazi costume. These are kind of popular costumes. But is that all really inappropriate? And is it wrong to be telling kids not to wear like ghosty masks or monster masks because it might just scare other kids? Let me know what you think. You can text or WhatsApp us now at 087-188-0008. Let me go to Sharon. Oh, I don't know what happened there. Let me go to Sharon, Gavin and Margaret. Let me go to Sharon first if I can. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi. Well, I'm a little bit squeamish at the moment. I think I might be opting out of the organ donation.
I know. When I seen the story, I said, because they said there was no brain activity. You see, they can measure brain activity. There was no brain activity, no heartbeat, no nothing. Let's wheel him on down there and take them old organs out. And the man woke up crying. Crying.
Oh, can you just imagine, like, if it had gone a little bit further.
Oh, and his heart was in somebody's hand.
Sorry.
Oh,
Jesus.
Is it? It was a thing. What's that thing? I watched a documentary the other night, and it's a genuine fear many people have of being buried alive.
Yeah, that's why I always want to be cremated.
Mm.
Yeah, I hate the thoughts of that.
Yeah, yeah. Because years ago they came up with all sorts of contraptions, you know, with a bell that you could, a string that went down into the ground into the coffin, so you'd ring the bell if you were alive.
Oh, this, you know, strange things can happen.
You can bring your phone, I suppose. Go on to TikTok or do a TikTok live from your cough. Anyway, yeah. So Sharon, getting back to Halloween costumes, is it inappropriate, say, even, okay, let's talk about adults first, to dress as like Larry Murphy, Jimmy Savile, you know, Ralph Harris, whatever, you know, those kind of characters who are notorious?
It's in bad taste, Niall, I think, to dress as those characters. It's just a bit in bad taste, you know. I mean, if you think about it, what they represent. So I wouldn't agree with that, to be honest. But I would have thought that the normal scary costumes, you know, I don't know any kids who've ever been, like...
traumatised.
Scared. Yeah, yeah. Unless with the whole online world, maybe it's changing things a little bit. I don't know. I know kids are seeing a lot more, you know.
I mean, like, you could have a little Simon Harris innocent. Mask. We could have a Simon Harris mask. That would scare kids, wouldn't it?
Actually, he looks a bit like something out of Harry Potter, more so.
He does, doesn't
Harry
he?
Harry Potter character.
From Dumbledore. Yeah. Yeah, I know, yeah. He's like that blonde kid out of Harry Potter. Remember the blonde kid? What was his name?
Yeah, I forget his name. Yeah. Won't come to me.
Anyway, so you think it's a bit over the top telling kids not to wear scary masks?
In general, yes. Yeah, okay. If a child does have a genuine, you know, upset or phobia about it, I guess you've got to kind of talk to them, and because you can't just protect them from everything. You've got to say, look, you know, these are just spooky things. They're not real. You know, in reality, the world is a pretty safe place. You're pretty safe, and reassure them, you know.
Because my dad used to do this, like on Halloween night, my dad had a projector that we didn't have video recorders in those days. And he had two Frankenstein movies. And he'd invite all the kids of the road in. They'd all come in with her. And my dad would set this up with a screen and the thing. And we'd put on Frankenstein. And we'd be all terrified sitting there eating our apples and oranges.
We loved it. It must have been like some kind of adrenaline rush or something. But we loved that feeling.
Mm.
So
I remember the original Hammer House Frankenstein movies? They were always on Halloween.
I do.
Yeah, what was his name? Boris Karloff.
There was another late night one called Night Gallery.
Oh, okay.
That was years ago. Do you remember that? No?
I don't. You're showing your age now. I don't remember that.
Oh, it was
Sharon.
Terrifying. terrifying. Absolutely.
Well, let's go to another scary character, Gavin Pepper. Gavin, hi. Councillor Gavin Pepper. He's a scary character. Gavin, hi. How are you? He's not there, is he? Oh, Gavin, are you there? You there,
Gavin? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, yeah. Sorry, there's a problem with my lines there. I'll fix that in a second. Go ahead, Gavin.
What's the question? No, yeah, definitely, like, there should be a ban on certain costumes that are insensitive, of course, you know, but in general, when it comes to costumes, like, for kids, like, you know, scaredy costumes, like Scream or Freddy or whatever, like, kids should be able on Halloween to wear whatever costume you want, except for, obviously, insensitive ones that you were talking about in general.
Like, which ones are insensitive?
Well, Jimmy Savile would be insensitive now.
Let's talk about adults for a moment. Is it insensive for an adult to dress
Hitler,
as Jimmy Savile?
Hitler would be very insensitive as well. Like, you know what
but
I mean?
People like, still do it. They dress as terrorists. You know, I've seen people dress as suicide bombers and all sorts of things. Is it just one of those nights where you kind of just ignore the sensitivity of all that?
I know, but like it's for the right things. Like it is insensitive because, you know, but I do understand that people will still go ahead and do these things, you know. But in schools, you couldn't have that, like at all, like, no fairness, like, you know, because you'd be promoting a lot of badness there. Going in, Jason, Freddy, Scream, Kruger. All of them.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, the kids that, you know, they dress up as Buzz Lightyear and Cinderella and all that, then that's
right. Oh, the nice stuff, is that what you're saying to me? The nice things?
Well, no, Freddy Krueger's our nice thing.
No, you're saying about Cinderella and, like, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, that's what kids should be able to dress up, that sort of stuff.
Sure, I wouldn't watch Scream. Do you remember Scream?
I wouldn't watch
it. As a point, I wouldn't watch it. And my daughter begged me to watch it. And I think it was last year, the year before I watched it. Oh, Jesus. When your woman gets pulled up and the door of the garage opens up and she goes with it. And oh, my God.
Scream is the most popular mask, by the way. The most popular mask is the Scream mask, which is the long face. Isn't that what it's called? Yeah.
And seeing my own child done up, like, you know, with the cuts and the blood and everything, that traumatised me, I can tell you, looking at her like that.
Yeah, so Gavin, you won't be buying your kids little monster masks or scary ghost masks. Jeez, Gavin Pepper, I didn't take you for somebody who was easily offended.
Well, my son dressed up as Chucky there last year. I wouldn't could look at. Obviously,
Ghostface is the name of the other fella, not Longface.
Yeah, like Ghostface. That's who it was.
Yeah, but Chucky is. Should you remember the Chucky movies were banned? I hate to go back to that horrible story of Jamie Bulger many, many years ago.
I remember.
Yeah, because of that murder, actually, they banned the Chucky movies for quite some time. Now, I think you can get them now, but at the time they were banned from TV because that's where they got those two kids, John Venables and Robert Thompson. That's where they got the idea, was from that movie, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is a point. You know, maybe some movies are just too much, and Chucky was one of those.
Yeah, but 12-year-olds shouldn't be watching Chucky. It's an over-18s movie anyway.
No, exactly. Definitely. Mm. Well said. Noel, in general, when it comes to Halloween, right, like Halloween is a culture thing, and it's very important, and we love it here in Ireland. And as a council, like it was very successful in the city centre. They trialled it, and they found it saves lots of money for the council on bonfires and stuff by having a Fright Fest night for the community. So we have one in Finglas and Ballymun, and we're having a big night in Finglas and Ballymun with loads of amusement and entertainment and then a big fireworks display at the end. And I'd be encouraging all the kids. I'm going to dress up on that night as well and attend both of them, Niall. And I'd encourage all the teenagers.
Who are you dressing up as, Gavin?
Oh, that's a surprise, Niall. You know? I might dress up as Niall Boylan.
He doesn't want anyone stealing his idea.
Dress up as Paul Murphy.
I don't want to scare the game, Niall. You know?
But, I don't know, the opposition, like, you know what I mean?
But I am now, and I, like I said, I would encourage the kids to come to it because, you know, tourism in Derry, it's the capital of the world for Halloween. Like, it's the Halloween capital of the world for tourism, like, you know, and we should be encouraging it. Like, it's great for tourism, it's great for money, and it's a great night out. And, like, you know yourself, Noel, you were a DJ years ago, and people go out at night time, adults and all, dressed up over the Halloween
festival. That's right, yeah. Yeah, it was a great night.
It's brilliant. brilliant.
Is it still the same? Now, I don't know. I haven't DJed in a nightclub on Halloween in many, many years. It'd be 15, 20 years. So is it still the same? Do people, young people still go out all dressed up on Halloween night to a nightclub or a bar or whatever, yeah? They do, yeah?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'm a taxi man that's dressed up, out having a great night right through. And it is, it's brilliant to see. And it's part of our culture. And, you know,
we're diluting it down a bit. Because in my day, you know, people had the most inappropriate costumes. But they were hilariously funny, some of them. You know?
Well, no, the only thing that drives me mad on Halloween is when the kids say trick or treat. Do you remember the Halloween party?
At the Halloween party,
That was their saying, you know. Mm. But, I actually think it's gotten better over the years in general with the gardens. Some of the gardens out in Fingers and Ballymun, people are putting up fabulous
stuff. That's very American. That's very American too, Gavin. But you know what I mean?
But it does go look great. I mean, the Irish have given the world two festivals at Halloween. Like, we really have. And St. Paddy's.
Yeah.
You know, we know how to party and we know how to enjoy it. And we do. And I think it's enjoyable and it's good for communities. And like I said, you know, I think it's brilliant that the council are having these fly festivals.
By the way, speaking of the council, that now that you're a councillor, you might have some level of understanding of this. So in certain parts of Dublin, there's a lot of bonfires. In other parts, there isn't that many. It depends on where you are. It tends to be more in kind of working class areas, to be fair. Right. In the last few years, there's been trouble over the councils going around robbing all the wood, taking the wood off the kids and confiscating it because they don't want huge bonfires. Is that still the case or what's going on?
That's the case, no. That's still the case. And what we're doing in Fingerton, look, I said the council have been very good in Fingerton Ballymun, they're brilliant. They're giving out vouchers to people. So if you're struggling, so you can bring them to the recycling centre. So, you know, on furniture and stuff like that. But yeah, they're still taking the wood.
So are they discouraging bonfires?
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what these two festivals are. Why
don't they get an organised bonfire together for the kids? Because it is part of the tradition too. You know, organised by adults in one particular area, say in Finglas West or whatever it is. Or, you know, why don't they just do that rather than letting them all, you know, willy-nilly put bonfires in every field?
I actually brought this up because it was done down in East Wall one night where it was controlled by people. Mm. But you still get young flits with fireworks and, you know, there's always someone that people let off things and someone could get hurt. You know, you would encourage people to come. I support these festivals because you get it's a controlled environment where the fire brigade super services are there and the fireworks go off and it's not like people buying fireworks. They let off a few rockets. Like, this is a proper fireworks display like you'd see on New Year's Eve where all families and people can go. Everyone can go down and enjoy it. There's entertainment on. There's a little horror show. There's sweets for the kids. It's encouraging the communities to come together.
I think
together.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
That's fantastic, Gavin. Really and truly, really good.
By the way, I'm getting some texts in here of what people are dressing up. By the way, please text in what you're dressing up for us on Halloween if you are going out. And one of the popular ones here is P. Diddy. Now, is that, yes, it's inappropriate. I completely understand. But isn't that always the way Halloween has been? That people dress as whatever is in the news. The funniest one ever was, do you remember the two young ones that were caught over in Bali or whatever it was? The two importing the drugs. Do you remember them two? One had a face on her like a Lurgan spade. But do you remember? And there was a great picture going around of these two kids up in Belfast dressed as them with the little suitcases and everything. They were caught importing drugs. And they... these two little kids dressed up with them and then loads of kids dressed up with them as well. And they were brilliant. Michaela something was her name. Michaela or something.
Michaela McCreevy, I think.
That's the one, Yeah. And the other one was Scottish. She was a Northern Irish girl and a Scottish girl. The two of them were caught and they were given so many years in jail. But all the kids were dressing up as them. And these are drug dealers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's inappropriate, no. I remember people...
Jeez, Gavin, you're no crack at all. There was me thinking you were a bit of crack.
I always support dressing up in costumes, but, like, you know, you have to be appropriate to an extent, you know?
Since when do you have to be appropriate?
You dress up as Ant like that, you know?
What, like just Batman, Spider-Man, Superman?
But who are you going to dress up as? And I know you're going to dress up this year. No?
Yeah, I'm dressing... I'm going to wear a tweed suit and a waistcoat and dress up as Joe Duffy.
I Niall, stop it. Beetlejuice. You look great at Beetlejuice because you have the hair for it, Niall. You have the door with your hair.
Beetlejuice. if I dress as Joe Duffy, I could come in and do the show. I could go with Anthony Unum. I could do the Lloyd line.
You won't get the same salary as
him. No, I certainly won't get the same salary as him.
Let me
go to Margaret. Margaret, you there?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, Margaret, yeah. What are you dressing up as? An L one.
Michelle.
Yeah, a Dublin L one. Is that what you're going to dress up as?
You feck off now, calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
For God's sake, will you?
I mean, Margaret, are we gone all a little bit sensitive?
Do you know what? I was just saying there to one of the girls that rang me. Mm. This country has gone out of control. It's gone stone mad.
Is it?
It really is.
In what sense?
Look, even when I was a child in national school, we dressed up. I remember dressing up my mother. Black bag, the eyes cut out.
Yeah.
And the nose sticking out.
Yeah.
And then the cut for the lip. And then she put a white scarf around the middle.
Right.
Black trousers on me.
I'm dreading to know what this is going to be, but go on. Yeah. What were you meant to be?
Back then.
What?
I was a ghost.
Oh, you were a ghost. Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought you were going to say a black and white minstrel or something.
And then one of my sisters was a witch. Another one was a skeleton. And my mother made all the...
Yeah, but they're okay. Themselves. Yeah, but they're all right. There's nothing inappropriate about them.
But, you know, no, Joe, you see, this is where it's
did you
all
call,
wrong.
Did you actually call me Joe?
I was
cheeky.
Sorry,
Niall. No, if I was Joe Duffy, I'd be just sitting here going, sure.
Well, you see, you've done the vice very like him, you see.
Yeah, so you know Joe gets paid for every sure he says. So when he goes, sure, yeah. He gets paid $1,000 every time he says sure.
Halloween is all about scary things.
Gavin.
Anyway.
Gavin could dress as Malachi Steenson, actually. That'd be funny. Yeah, sorry, Gavin.
I'm just looking at this Michaela McCollum one that you were talking about a minute ago. Looking up about Halloween on Instagram. Not the way you were saying two people dressed up as the sisters.
The two kids, yeah.
The two kids. It's mad what people do.
So here's the thing. They went into school like that and they were sent home, right? But because I remember I was talking about it on the air at the time about 7 years ago or 5 years ago, whenever that happened. What date was that, Gavin? When was that? Is it 7 years ago? My memory is failing me now.
I think so, yeah. I just seen her on Instagram there. That's all it was.
Yeah, but those two kids were sent home from school, the famous two kids that did it, right? And we were talking about that. And I was like, why would they send them home? Like, it's funny. You know what I mean? Okay, they're meant to be drug dealers, but it's funny. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, Niall, that they were sent to jail for their crime. So, you know.
Yeah, they were.
It can bring up that kind of discussion. Well, drugs are bad, you know.
Michaela McCallum McCollum was her name. Wasn't it? Some mental name like that.
Difficult
one to pronounce, Yeah. But, I mean, Margaret, do you think there's anything inappropriate about wearing, you know, a costume that's relative to the news? But probably insensitive. Like, at the moment, Margaret, I suppose the biggest story in the news, Hollywood-wise, is P. Diddy. And two people have already texted and said they're dressing as P. Diddy.
I don't know how you dress as P. Diddy,
by the way. I'm assuming you're gold necklaces and
but
stuff.
But, I mean, look, if somebody dressed up as an Arab or somebody dressed up in a Ukrainian soldier's suit, would people take offence to that?
Some people would.
But
when we were kids, people used to dress up as Nazis.
You know,
do you remember as Hitler? People would dress up as Hitler all the time.
Yeah.
That was kind of common.
No, we didn't.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing funny about Hitler as a person, clearly, because of, you know, the genocide that he was involved in. But in saying that, it's Halloween, and I think that's part of it, isn't it? Michaela McCollum and Melissa Reed, by the way, were the two. I just had it clarified on my screen.
I'd make a suggestion now, Niall.
Yeah.
I think people should dress up as the Three Stooges that had the Fianna Fáil leader, the Fianna Gael leader, and the Green. The Three Stooges.
Oh, brilliant, Margaret. Brilliant.
You know, because I mean, they're a fuck of a government. I swear to God.
Just say it as it is, Margaret. Say it as it is. Go on.
Niall.
Yeah.
And then the minister that took after the guard.
She's
out in Dubai signing a bloody form.
I think, you know what a great costume would be? You could dress up as Eamon Ryan at the Green Party, but be on a bed and have people pushing you around while you're asleep.
I always said it, Niall.
Yeah.
If you have a good government, and any good government, I don't care what country you live in, if you have a good government and their first priority should be the health of the nation.
Mm.
That's the first priority.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Of any government, the health of their nation.
Yep. The protection of their own citizens should always be their first priority. Margaret, you're getting all serious on me now.
I'm not getting serious. But, you know, Niall...
You spent the day watching Oireachtas television again, haven't you? haven't you, Margaret? Because we know you watch Oireachtas television all day, so you've spent the day watching it.
Well, I'll be watching it now in the morning.
Yeah, I know you will.
And all day tomorrow, and then... But, I'm telling you now that the elections will be held on the 22nd.
Look at you, Margaret.
Of November.
Yeah, you're right. The Finance Act, or the Finance Bill has to be done before then, so they probably squeeze it out for the 22nd. Yeah. And by the way, can I point out Gavin Pepper on the line there? He's running for election. Will you give him a vote, Margaret? You're not out in Finglas, so you know.
No, I'm not.
Is he an independent?
No. He's an independent.
Oh, yeah.
He's got my vote then.
There you go. You don't even know him when you're giving him a vote. That's how desperate we are at this stage. You'd vote for the devil rather.
Well, I tell you, Niall, I won't be voting for any of those three that's sitting in. I'd be voting for independence.
Mm. Anyway, okay.
I tell you.
Margaret, can we get back to the topic? Yeah, is it okay, by the way? Parents are giving out, they're getting letters home from school, Margaret, telling the kids not to dress up as, you know, I don't know, scary things with masks on them, you know, ghosts or anything like that. They were told not to because it scares other kids and it might trigger them. Is there anything wrong with that?
Nothing. You know what, Niall? Trigger me arse. Do you know what? I swear to God, you know, too much mollycoddling going on with kids today.
Mm.
I tell you one thing, they get too much, they're spoiled rotten. I want
the
latest mobile phone. I want this and I want that.
They're the older ones, yeah.
A slap in the arse and say, Santi'll bring you whatever Santi'll bring you. And you will love it, regardless of what Santi.
Well, listen, hang on. I have to go and do a break, Gavin. If you want to hold on, Margaret, you can hold on for a second. Steve, I'll come to you straight after. You told me to remind Margaret that the doll doesn't sit till 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I didn't know that, by the way. But there you go. Either way, there might be something happening in the channel. Margaret will find something to watch. Somebody else says, no, there's nothing wrong with it. If kids want to dress up as Michael Myers, let them bring the props, adult costumes as well, just to lighten it up and have a laugh. I remember in secondary school, two girls dressed up as Rosemary's Baby. One was Rosemary and the other one was the baby. I'm assuming there was blood everywhere. It was brilliant. If your child gets scared, make them watch a horror movie. That'll make them grow up very quickly. Somebody else says, Niall, Jimmy Savile was one of the most popular costumes when I was going back about 10 years ago. Some of the costumes were absolutely hilarious. Yes, I understand he was responsible for horrific paedophilia and abuse of children. But then again, it's just a costume. It's only meant to be fun. But is it fun? That's the whole point of this. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Stephen as well. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how's it going?
Good. Stephen, is there anything wrong with dressing up in a costume that represents something that's very serious, like a suicide bomber or a terrorist or something like that?
Not at all. Like, well, not, you know, like, for children, dressing up as ghosts, witches, or like a fairy tale, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no. Would you dress up yourself?
I definitely would, yeah.
Yeah, what will you be dressed? Are you going out this year dressed up? What are you going to dress up as, Stephen, I suppose?
Well, better like a rock and roll, like...
What, like Elvis or something?
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
And like who? Freddie Mercury, Axl Rose? Who are you going to dress up as?
Well, Guns N' Roses or Harry Potter, because...
That's a bit of a jump, isn't it? Guns N' Roses or Harry Potter. That's one extreme to the other, but yeah, go on. Yeah.
And another costume, like, you know, like Garrett Brooks or Donald Trump.
Oh, that's it. Hey, that's going to be a popular one this year. Stephen, thanks for that. You just brought a good one up there. Donald Trump, Gavin. That'll be Gavin, why don't you dress up as Donald Trump?
I knew you'd go at me with that one. Though.
Why not?
It's a surprise what I'm dressed up as. I can't tell you yet.
Donald Trump will be good.
Make Ireland great again.
Yeah, your opposition would love that one, Gavin. You know what I mean? Or Victor Orban or something.
Ah, no, we just not going to give it all away here. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
He's going to dress up as Putin.
No. See, okay, here's the thing. I know we're all having a bit of a laugh tonight, but is that appropriate, Margaret, for, say, a kid to dress up as Vladimir Putin? A man responsible for the invasion of Ukraine?
No,
responsible for the deaths of many people? By the way, both sides responsible for the deaths of many people, innocent people. Is that a bad thing to do, then?
No. Anybody that interferes with children, anybody that is head of a government and kills thousands of children like Hitler, Putin... You know, you have the Islam and all that, those type of people, they're all murderers, mass murderers they are. They have no respect for human life, absolutely none. And anybody that dresses up anything like that should be condemned, because that's not what Halloween is about. You know, Halloween is fun, and you go out and you dress up as a skeleton or a witch or whatever we want to dress up as, you know, but not anything
But here's the thing. I remember years ago, there was a guy came to Tamango and he was dressed up as a priest and he had a bag on his back, and hanging out of the bag was two legs of a child, right, and two arms. And I thought the costume was hilarious. That doesn't mean that I don't appreciate the horrible things that happen to children at the hands of the Catholic Church. You know what I mean? You're putting the two together. You might think it's tasteless, but it's meant to be creative, yeah. Isn't it? Isn't that what the whole point of that is?
But that's not Halloween. Halloween is about ghosts and it's about witches.
I appreciate that, but also Halloween night, that the idea of fancy dress was to be creative, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you have the wolves, you have, you know, Dracula. You know, I remember my father making out of, years ago, you'd have the big boxes with the cornflakes we'd be delivered to the shopping centre. And he'd make a coffin with the
box, yeah.
Big box. Mm. And then one of us would be, you know, carrying the coffin. And behind us would be Dracula with all blood down the face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And that's not scary for a kid.
But that's being creative.
I know it is.
You know,
well, yeah, but
E.T.
E.T.
You know.
Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
E.T.'s home, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Mm.
But no, other things is totally inappropriate, you know, because you could go and turn around and say nuns were cruel to there.
Yeah, but people dress up as nuns as well. Women dress up as nuns all the time.
They do. Yeah, I had a bitch of a one. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, Gavin. Isn't that just creativity? Nobody's supposed to be linking the two. We're kind of getting a bit out of hand and a bit out of control when we start getting real offended by these kind of things.
Well, it depends.
Are you just saying this because you're Councillor Gavin Pepper now, and you're not just Gavin anymore?
No. I will say an inappropriate thing when I say an inappropriate thing. Like, here's what I know, right? The best costume I ever dressed up was my sister made it for me. And it was Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. And she made me that costume. And she spent about 2 weeks making it for me. And I swear to God, I thought I was it. Like, that was when I was a kid, you know. So there's one for you, Niall. There's a question for you. What's the best costume Niall Boylan ever dressed up in?
Do you know what? I was never really a dress... Freddy Krueger, I think, was the best one I ever did.
Right. Well, you never really into it?
No, well, no. See, I was always working. I was always the DJ. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Do you not dress up when you were DJing?
Oh, I kind of did, yeah. But it was usually something quite of basic, you know, because I was just, whatever. But yeah, Freddy Krueger. I dressed up as Freddy Krueger one year and I made the face makeup. A friend of mine did it for me using, flour and eggs and all sorts of things. And so by halfway through the night, half it was missing off my face. But it looked good at the time. It looked good when it was done, you know. But that's, people would say nowadays I don't need the mask anymore for it to be Freddy Krueger.
Well, I dressed up as Beetlejuice as well one year, and I looked really well.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Beetlejuice now that you said that, with the spiky grey hair. Yeah,
because you want the hair that you could make it look deadly, now, you could do it really good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Stay there a second, Maureen. Hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How you doing, Maureen? Maureen, is it, I mean, this started off with some messages parents got that the kids are not allowed to go to school now dressed in masks that might scare other kids. You know, no ghosts, no monsters, none of that. They're not allowed to do that anymore. Is it all gone a bit like PC now, is it?
It is, actually. I just heard that tonight on the opening of our show, and I sat here and I thought to myself, good Lord, what next?
Yeah.
Can they not let the children have fun? Like, where eventually, Niall, is all this going to go?
Bet you they'd let them dress up as a vagina if they wanted, but
soon the children won't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
You mean, but there's something though that, again, there's something sinister behind all this now, and I haven't put my finger
I don't think it's sinister. I think it's quite the opposite.
I do. I do. No, I do, Niall. I do.
Politically
because
correct.
We never had it. No, I don't. We didn't have this at any other time. Mm. And look, people dress up. Adults dress up. Parents dress up their children. Some children love it. Most children love it, actually. But what's happening is, actually, children are being told to be afraid instead of the other way around. And this madness has to stop.
Okay, but is it okay to send your kid then to school dressed as a Nazi?
I would say if the parents want to dress up their child in that, do. It is satire. You're not going as an actual thing. You're actually having a skit.
Yeah, Martin makes that point. Actually, Martin texts in, he says, now, making comedy and parodies of evil people is a natural defence mechanism.
Yes.
No, I think your kid would be sent home, by the way. Can I just point out that I wouldn't advise parents to send their kids dressed as good as Nazis.
Yeah, but this is what it's about. It's only once a year. Mm. I mean, they want, you know what it is? What I'm looking at, Niall, is the life, joy and being sucked out of the children and even adults at this point.
I'm looking at some of the suggestions people are testing here. Somebody says, I'm dressing up as a political figure. The monk, Jerry Hutch. That's right. And the person says, yeah, by the way, well, he's not going to be in your area, Gavin, if he does run for election. Sure he won't. No. Well, I think we've lost Gavin there.
I got you.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the North and I see you or something.
That's Malachy Steenson's area, isn't it?
Yeah, Malachy Steenson's area.
Yeah,
that's
do you think Jerry Hutch will genuinely run for election? I don't.
I don't know. How all these things come out, and you don't know if it does or it
doesn't
happen.
Do you know what? Bizarrely enough, I think he would get elected. But anyway, anything apart from the bugs that we have. Enoch Burke, somebody says, with a school on my back. A school bag, I'm assuming they mean on his back. Enoch Burke. See, I mean, there's something.
Well, if someone dressed up as Enoch Burke, Niall, which, as I say, some things are insensitive, I don't think majority of the people would know who that was. Do you know that way?
Somebody else said they're dressing as a bike shed.
Can I say just one thing there?
Yeah.
The point, well, we see what's happening here. Mm. How many more things, what else is going to be banned, per se? Because this is what's happening. All I'm seeing and hearing is ban this, ban that, and I, quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of this absolute nonsense. We're wrapping our children up in cotton wool instead of actually turning around. You know, this is just fun. And besides telling them, oh, no, you do better not wear that now. You might frighten someone. What a load of claptrap. I'm getting tired of it now at this stage, because this has just run. It has grown legs, Niall, and it is tearing down the road and coming at us full steam. Mm. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, I do agree. Over the last 10 years in particular, I think we've become a little bit precious. And I kind of would agree with Maureen, Gavin. We have become a bit precious. Like, I wouldn't be...
Wrapping children up in cotton wool.
Nothing really. Now, I'm different, I suppose, to some degree, because I'm doing this all the time. Nothing offends me. You know what I mean? I probably have become desensitized to a lot of stuff, Gavin. But in saying that, but I think we've all become a little bit too precious, too easily offended.
Well, I get where you're coming from, Noel, but you also have to look at the fact of... Some of the people are dressing up, as you said, which I would find incentive, as people that have done really bad things.
Evil and people in history, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to think of people of victims and families, victims and family of victims and friends of victims. And, like, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lion, and you don't need to cross the lion. It's about a fun night and go out and enjoy yourself and respectfulness to an extent. You know what? Like, it's not about being PC.
But Gavin,
hold on. I just want to say one thing. I get what you're saying. But if we want to just have a free-for-all and say, no, hang on, and say you could dress up as whatever you want, what would stop some lunatic from going out naked on Halloween and saying, I'm going as a naked person?
Gavin, you just said there right now that you can't be dressing up like this because you might offend a victim. So we say you see someone out there and he's dressed up in his Nazi uniform. It depends on what Nazi uniform you're dressing up, and it could be in a Gestapo uniform. They're all different uniforms, remember. But there might be somebody there that's going to be offended by it. So you're actually saying that people shouldn't do it because they're offending each other. This is the problem.
No, Gavin,
hold on. No. You can disagree all you like. Hold on a minute. You had your say. I'm answering you. Okay. This is where we are gone. This is where society has gone. Just because somebody gets offended by something, everybody else has to suffer. And now again, who's suffering again? It's the children. Because they've been told they cannot come into school for the one day.
Sorry, Gavin, go ahead. Hang on, Maureen. Let Gavin respond to you.
Maureen, I'm one of the people that fought for freedom of speech. I'm one of the people that fought in that campaign to fight to stop that law going through. I'm one of those people. So it's not about freedom of speech. It's about sensitivity. It's about only a small percentage of costumes are offensive. Like, that's the reality of it. Only a small percentage.
I know who you are. So then I stand up for freedom of speech because no one's taking mine from me. But the point about it is that you're giving in to these people who are so sensitive about everything today. Can you not see where this is going? Now children's fun is being taken from them. They're children. Let them enjoy themselves. Let them wear their mask and let them dress up in their little witch's costume or a skeleton or a ghost or maybe whatever they want to be.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, nobody's kind of questioned that. But didn't Ellie Goulding, the singer, do you remember she nearly got cancelled going back a few years ago because she wore a headdress? You know, the Native American Indian headdresses, we used to wear them as kids when we played kids with the feathers in it. And she got nearly cancelled because of that, because it was considered to be racist.
This is the problem. Do you remember 9-1-1? You know, what did we play? Cowboys in India.
You're not even allowed. See that? Here's the thing. In America now, kids are not allowed to say cowboys and Indians anymore.
What should that really
mean? No, it's settlers and Native Americans as well. So it's, kids, let's play a game of settlers and Native Americans.
I know, it's ridiculous. But look, it's society's fault because the majority of people out there, whether they be here or anywhere else, have allowed it to happen. And at the beginning, when it all started, there was only a few of us shouting, we have to stop this. But if we are going to go down the road now of banning this and banning that, we're going to be in dire straits this time next year. I'll guarantee you that much.
You stay there for a second. Let me just go to Danielle before I finish this. Danielle, hi, how are you?
How's it going? I'm the one that's dressing up as a bike shed.
Yeah, you're dressed. How do you dress up as a bike shed?
Well, you could kind of put some tires on you, some money.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very creative. Yeah, I'm liking that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a pair of handlebars in your hand.
235,000 hanging out of your back pocket. Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, the bike shed.
Yeah, the bike shed. Isn't it awful, though, the way people are just scared of everything?
Yeah. I'm surprised at some people. I'm a little bit surprised at Gavin. I'm not going to talk behind your back. I'm a little bit surprised at even Gavin. Although I understand the point he's making because, you have to take into consideration the feelings of others, and I get all of that too. But is there anything wrong with dressing up as characters who would be considered to be dictators or evil people of the past, Danielle?
Not really, because it's Halloween. Do you know? And if you're out and about having the crack and stuff, who cares?
Exactly.
Because if you're drunk, you're not going to take any notice anyway.
I mean, there was one year after 9/11, I was working in Tumango, and I remember one of the most popular costumes, there was people going around with suicide vests on them. So that was vests with like pretend sticks of dynamite in it. Now, is that funny? Like, is that creative?
To me, it's funny.
Mm.
do you know, other
it's not funny that people have obviously died, but
but
the creativity
not.
Of it you're talking about.
Yeah, that side of it, like, but who cares? Like, let people do what they want. It's other people that are taking offence to it, and it's not intended to offend people.
It's just intended to be creative or funny. See, Gavin, exactly, I understand exactly. Danielle what Gavin is or what Danielle is saying, because that was common now amongst adults, obviously not kids going to school, but amongst adults, exactly. Gavin, that was common. Gavin is obviously at a council meeting. He's doing two things at the one time. He's probably at a council meeting at the same time. Looking after roads or something, I don't know. Yeah, sorry, Gavin.
Yeah, look at you, having your house flagging loud noise. No, look, I'm not trying to sound like a party pooper here. I'm just being like, at the end of the day, I would find someone dressing up as Jimmy Savile as inappropriate, like, to a high extent. I think, you know, you can't be dressing up as Hitler and stuff like that. It's wrong on so many levels. And yeah, like, you have to say that as it is, you know. But I understand, like, it's Halloween and people dress up. But there's loads of, like, I'm talking about a select few costumes that people shouldn't wear. But, like, what's a handful of costumes? In general, there's thousands upon thousands of things you can dress up as. And if you think back, Niall, to the past, we only ever dressed up, as one of the ladies said, skeletons, witches. Do you know what I mean? Scarecrow. and characters from movies and stuff like that. Like,
my mother used to get one of my father's old suits and then rip holes in it with, like, a blade and throw dirt on it, and she'd put me out and send me out in that as a homeless person.
That is wrong.
See what I mean, Gavin? So, Gavin, everything I'm saying to you saying is wrong.
No, that's wrong, Noel. That's
But my ma used to do that to me 55 years ago.
That's not wrong. That's funny.
She put a bit of dirt on me face. She'd cut holes in the suit, and she'd send me out with, like, a sign around me in cardboard saying homeless.
Did you make any money, Noel?
That's wrong.
I got attacked by a dog.
Oh, no.
I remember when I was 5 or 6, I got attacked by a bloody dog, and I was terrified, and I'd never go out on Halloween again. I was walking up a garden.
Traumatic, so.
I was walking up a garden doing trick and treat. Next minute, this dog came bounding down the garden, leapt onto me, and his head hit me face. And when I came home, my mother thought the dog had attacked me because there was blood everywhere. It was just my nose was bleeding because the dog's head had hit me face. And thankfully, it didn't bit me or anything like that. But Jesus, terrified me. But Gavin, that was quite common. We didn't have costumes. Like, my sister would be sent out with a black plastic bag and a hole in the top of it for her head to stick out with a hat on her as a witch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're from a poverty background as well, and I've actually dressed up in poverty stuff because not as a homeless person. Like,
Maureen, is that disrespectful?
Gavin, that's funny. What's disrespectful?
To dress up, my mother dressed me up as a homeless person, one of my dad's old suits.
Oh, if I saw you dressing that, I'd laugh. I'd nearly pee myself laughing.
See?
It
is, Gavin. That doesn't mean we're laughing at homeless people. That's not what it means.
It's funny.
But it's the way you have to, it's portrayed. You know, it's about, like, respecting. You know me, Noel. I'm someone that loves a homeless and I can't believe it.
Gavin, I only gave a guy sitting on the... can I tell you a story, by the way? So myself and Karen were walking through town yesterday, and there's a homeless guy sitting on the ground. So we gave him a fiver just to get something to eat, right? And we were walking back, and as we were walking back, there was a group of young fellas in front of us, say about 15, 16, there was about 10 of them. And the homeless guy was still sitting there. He was sitting in the middle, kind of on the walk through. It was a pedestrian area at a pole with a rug around him. Now, you remember the breeze that was yesterday, right? It was gusty out, really cold and gusty, right? And he was sitting there, and he had a little cup in front of him. And this swine of a 15-year-old goes up behind him and screams into his ear and frightens the life out of him. And they all start laughing. And then one of them gives him a kick in the back. And I'm going, what a bunch. Now, there was about 10 of them. And I was so tempted to go. And just Karen says, don't. I know. She said, I want to do it too. She said, but don't. You know, she said, if we see security, we'll call security over to them or whatever. You know, they're walking into a shopping centre. But I'm going, what is wrong with these kids? You know what I mean? Why would you do that to somebody? You know what I mean? Like, literally kick a man when he's down, if you know what I mean. Literally kick a man when he's down, you know.
And that's sheer thuggery.
Yeah, but back, Gavin, back to what I'm saying. Nobody's saying that we're laughing at homeless people. That's, you know what I mean? That's not what the costume says. The costume is just creative. It's meant to be funny. It's meant to look at the lighter side. I mean, comedy is dark, Gavin. And it has, you know, comedy can be dark.
Oh, no, I don't find that funny, no. You know, look, that's me personally.
No, it's not you personally. Some people.
I was listening to news talk
the
other morning, and, you know, I was already fuming. I think that the presenter, Shane Coleman, was at the saying that the homeless people on O'Connell Street getting fed was, like, bringing the place down. Well, that's not the exact way he worded it, but it was like you were talking about, saying that said, it shouldn't be there. But like that I was in bad form over that. Like, I want their home as well looked after. You know how I feel about that now. So I feel the same way
in relation to homeless people. As I said, you know, and it's not just to cure my own guilty conscience that I give them money. If I have money on them, I'll always give. If I see a fella sitting there, a woman sitting there, that looks if I have money on them, I always will. But and that's not my guilty conscience. It's just because I genuinely do care. I don't want to see people down on the look. And there's no reason for in this day and age for people to be down on the look like that. Mind you, I know a lot of it can be self-inflicted too. I understand that too. But in saying that, because you dress a kid up in a dirty old suit and have the word homeless around him doesn't mean that you're slagging the homeless. It's just creativity. It's Halloween. There's kind of like this pass at Halloween to do things like that. Maybe that's just me.
Like I said, it's only once a year. But you see, once you have these voices coming out, I think that's insensitive or something else insensitive. And on it goes. And before you know where you are, that's the end of it. There'd be no more Halloween dressing up because everybody would be complaining.
Well, listen, I have to wrap it up anyway. I have to go into the news or we'll all lose our jobs and things will be insensitive. Gavin, listen, thank you very much indeed. By the way, Gavin Pepper, Councillor Gavin Pepper, he's running for election in his own area there in Finglas. Thank you very much indeed for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Noel, can I just say, I'm always saying thanks to you. We'll just say thanks to all the staff and Classic Kids. They're brilliant. They always text me. You have a great background team there. Love them to bits and thank you. They're the best show on the radio. I play is all day. Oh, yeah, in fact, before you go, Noel, when customers get into me taxi and you ask, I won't put a different station on. That's how much I love Classic Kids.
I appreciate it.
I just want to say thank you, staff.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate it, Gavin. All right, Gavin. Now,
real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.